muted.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Munters conference call. Today, I am pleased to present CEO Jean-Peter Lessy and CFO Jonas Ågrup. For the first part of the call, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and afterwards, there'll be a question-and-answer session. Speakers, please begin your meeting.
Good morning. This is Jean-Peter Lessy, CEO for Munters, and across the table, I have Jonas Ågrup, our CFO.
Morning.
We have issued a press release late last night, which relates to the need that we wanted to update the market about the development specifically in our data center business area. And the reason for this is that the earnings that we expect for the fourth quarter, and therefore also the full year 2017, will be lower than we have expected ourselves, and we believe it's prudent to actually inform the market about this. So let us hit just a couple of high points briefly, and then we will allow a Q&A session to provide you with further answers. So the first point is a reflection around what we actually talked about already in Munters' Q3 report in 2017, and that was that the data center business area is impacted by specifically delays in a project's startup for a European data center that we had received earlier this year. Most of the deliveries were expected to happen within the fourth quarter of 2017, but we at the time also said that some of this will be pushed into the first quarter of 18. We also said that the third quarter and also that the fourth quarter was going to be impacted by initial project costs, which we call startup costs, higher than expected. So what has happened now is that this project in Europe has continued to have lower than expected production volumes, and we also see that we will have startup costs that have been higher than expected during the fourth quarter. Some of these startup costs will also fall into the first quarter of 2018. And therefore, our adjusted EBITDA expectation for the fourth quarter of 2017 is expected to be approximately -15 million SEK, which is lower than we had previously estimated. When we look at 2018, we still believe that we are in a good position to continue to improve the performance of our data center business. As we have said before, we expect the market, our end markets in data center cooling, which are then evaporatively assisted cooling, which is our targeted segment, is going to grow around 30% annually in the coming years. Our sales pipeline continues to be strong, and with an order book, an order backlog that is strong, we believe that the factory utilization will improve in 2018, and especially in the first 6 months of 2018. And just to provide some more guidance around Q1 for this specific business area, data centers, we believe that our market growth rate will be at the level that we have talked about, which is according to the market growth rates, but we will have some startup related costs also remaining in Q1 2018. So that is the core message that we are providing in the press release. And with that, we will actually open up for questions and trying to provide answers to you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you do have a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. And we have a question from the line of Henrik Nilsson from Nordea Markets. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. You are stating that you've reached the target rates of production in the second week of December. However, you are still guiding also for more startup costs in Q1 2018. Is this related to another project, or why are you expecting more costs in 2018?
Well, in 2018, we will have in Europe, we will have the part of the first project that has not been delivered in the fourth quarter. So some of that will be moving into Q1, but we also have the startup of the second project in the first quarter as well.
Okay, thank you. And I guess, you know, the nature of this business, I guess it is such as that there will always be modifications and alterations between different projects that will make them more complex and difficult.
Henry, I think we lost you there.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now. Sorry for whatever happened there. So if you just repeat your second question, please.
Absolutely, no problem. So I guess the nature of the business is such that there will always be a lot of modifications and alterations between different projects. Should we see it as likely that this type of startup costs will also continue in the future? And what actions are you taking to try to mitigate and minimize these startup costs going forward? Thank you.
Yes, I think that the nature of the customized product solutions that we provide in this business will always involve some kind of customized type of engineering activity. And obviously there are two things that will improve over time. One is that there is a learning curve effect where we are able to be more efficient by having engineered more and more projects. And we actually, even if it's hard to believe when we look at some of our numbers in data centers today, we are actually improving in some aspects as we speak. But so there's number one is the learning curve effect on the engineering side and developing the actual solution. The second thing, which is an improvement area that we will work even harder with today, is that we need to work much more collaboratively around our various engineering operations around the world in order to create more reusability of our design platforms and actually reusing the capabilities of engineering people we have in different parts of the world. So those are the two things that make us believe that we will improve, Henrik.
Thank you.
And as a reminder, if you have any questions for the speakers, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. And the next question is from the line of Oscar Stjerngren from Danske Bank. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, hi. This is Max Frieden from Danske. Just follow up with Henrik's question there, if you could maybe guide us a little bit on the first half of 2018 when it comes to the pipeline and in terms of customer specifications going forward. Because I presume you know what products you will deliver on, and if you could then maybe help us understand a little bit if you have similar specifications on the orders you will deliver in the next 6 months.
Well, if you look at the backlog going into, as we wrote in the press release, going into next year, it's estimated around 700 million SEK, or a little bit above 700 million SEK. And then when it comes to the projects, I mean, we have seen when we have new projects from new sites, we have seen this as startup problems. And for the deliveries that we see for the first half next year, it won't be projects where the site is new. It's actually, you know, sites where we already have delivered. So we don't expect to see these startup problems as we have seen during the fourth quarter this year.
That is very helpful. And just while we have you on the line, if you on other areas, when you talked about the ramp-up problems in Mexico for the glastic pads in air treatment, is there anything you want to communicate there now as well, moving just a step aside from data centers?
No, the only thing we do is Max, that we remain with what we said earlier in connection with Q3, is that we will have the issues largely solved within this year, and we remain with that guidance with regards to Mexico.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question is from the line of Mats Liss from Kepler Cheuvreux. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you for taking my question. Just a short one here, and I guess it's a follow-up on the others. But regarding this production ramp-up problems, are the problems mainly on your side, or are they more related to the, well, clients don't see how they can use your technology yet, and they are more to sort of there is a learning curve there as well? Could you just, well, give me a short comment on that?
No, I think that the overall situation, if I repeat it in slightly more detail than we've said up till now, is that when it came to this project, this larger data center project in Europe, we did have a delayed startup with regards to the product design and things related to that. So that caused a delay in the startup of the project from our side, which then gave rise to a very, very steep ramp-up for the months of both October, November, but also December. And because of that steep ramp-up, we have had now some volume slipping into Q1. But that there is other effects as well, which relates to our own internal operations, and that is that some of this stuff have been more difficult to do. And this relates to what we have talked about earlier, which is wiring, engineering when it comes to the electrical assembly. So we have had some challenges with that. It's been first-time build issues for some of our workforce and the consequential effects of that. So if I should frame it more easily, I should say that most of these things are relating to our own ability to ramp up so fast. So it's more of an internal issue than saying that customers are still learning how to use this. That is not the correct conclusion.
Okay, that sounds good. And the impact for the first quarter next year, is it on a similar level that you have seen in the fourth quarter now? I mean, we
well,
have to try to make this work now and really get things in order before you sort of let things go.
Yes, of course. I mean, in the fourth quarter, as we have stated, we're making a loss in the business. The margins will improve in the first quarter of 2018, but we will still have some costs relating to these issues. So we will have a clear improvement in Q1, but we will generally, when it comes to our earnings levels, we will not be at a level where everything is working perfectly.
And just a final one here. I mean, this is the data center having the same problem as previously, but could you say there are no issues in the other areas, business areas that you would like to talk
about?
No,
we don't have any other issues in the other business areas. So it's related to data centers. And I just want to also to point out that, you know, the guidance that we gave in connection to the IPO is still valid. You know, this year would be sort of a lost year from a performance point of view, but you know, going forward, we see that, you know, the business will gradually move towards the margin levels that we guided in connection to the IPO. And then, okay, of course, as we said, we will have the knock-on effects also on the Q1 next year.
Okay, thanks a lot.
And there are currently no further questions registered, so I'll hand the call back to the speakers. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. And again, thank you for taking the time to listen to these brief news regarding our near-term earnings. And thank you very much again, and we wish you a good day. Bye-bye.
This now concludes the conference call. Thank you all for attending. You may now disconnect your lines.